Now, the White House has stressed that President Donald Trump's plans to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports will apply to all countries. A senior Trump administration official has been quoted as saying that no countries will be exempt from the tariffs. The official, however, said the White House will consider possible exemptions in situations that arise on a case-by-case basis. Meanwhile, concerns are growing over a possible global trade war as a result of Trump's plan with the European Union, raising the prospects of retaliatory measures against American brands. The World Trade Organization and the International Monetary Fund also joined a growing chorus opposing Trump's decision. The U.S.'s trading partners, including Canada, Germany, and France, also slammed the planned tariffs. Earlier, we talked to Jeff Berwick, who is an entrepreneur, activist, and founder of Stockhouse.com. He believes President Trump's planned import tariffs will eventually damage the U.S. economy.
This is the result of what happens with a bankrupt country. This is what happens with all empires who go into massive amounts of debt, with the U.S. now over $20 trillion in debt, causing massive wars all across the world. It's at the final end stages of the country. And when they do this, many of the last final steps are trying to cut off products to come in from the outside for the illusion that it's going to help the people in the country. But as usual, it won't. If you wonder why they sometimes say they have trade sanctions against countries like Cuba or Venezuela, and that's going to hurt those countries, how is it that when you create trade sanctions within your own country, it doesn't hurt your own country? This is actually all done because they're in the final stages of a bankruptcy in the U.S., and they're just trying to scramble around as much as possible to try to keep it going a little while longer.